just refresh our memories.
Jason, could you refresh people on the dashboard?
On the dashboard,
I should have an overview of the amendments to 622 in front of you. These amendments are intended to clean up the inconsistent use of the terms telecommunications throughout statute, clarify the meaning of telecommunications carrier and service throughout the statute, and also include a cooperative corporation in the definition of a telecommunications carrier.
Sorry. Further discussion? Panetta, will you please call the roll?
No.
King?
No.
Trumbull?
Aye.
Montgomery?
Aye.
Rasmussen?
No.
Roosevelt?
No.
Simmons?
Aye.
Witt?
Aye.
Churchill?
Aye. Dash 4 amendments are adopted. Representative Montgomery?
Mr. Chairman, members, the Dash 10 amendments to Senate Bill 622 and move it to the floor as a due pass recommendation.
One motion.
As amended.
One motion at a time, Representative. Representative Montgomery moves to adopt the Dash 10 amendments to Senate Bill 622.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Rasmussen.
I have a note here from some OHSU folks that apparently there's some wording that needs to be taken care of on pages 21, line 22, and line 31. I want to make sure gets picked up.
I believe that is corrected in this version.
Apparently. Well, if you look, take a look at line 22, it says community colleges, state institutions of higher education. I mean, that apparently is a line we need to pick up OHSU and ditto for line 31.
It's line 12 on page 21.
They are on line 12, but take a look at 22 and 31. Do they need to be there too?
No. That's a separate issue.
Okay. But they will have access. From being on line 12, they will have the access that they need?
Yes.
Okay.
Mr. Chair.
Representative King.
I have the overview of amendments 1 through 9, but 10 10's not on my copy, so I was wondering if they do it.
Dash 10 amendments were distributed today. Dash 10 amendments come with some technical changes. They incorporate the changes that were incorporated in the Dash 9 amendment.
The Dash 9 amendment?
I physically have them. I just didn't see what they pertain to.
And they're based on the Dash 6s, which have wireless.
And so this has
in rather than opting out.
So you're saying, if I can follow them, the Dash 10s are a revision of the Dash 9s? Did you say that?
The Dash 10s are a revision of the Dash 6s. They incorporate the changes that were incorporated in the Dash 9s, as well as additional technical changes.
Okay, so it's 6 plus 9 equals 10 plus 1.
You are correct.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Rosenbaum.
I don't believe we had any discussion of the Dash 9 amendments. Have we received those previously?
They were distributed yesterday.
Yesterday, at our hearing yesterday. Did we have testimony or discussion on them? Could we at least have staff explain what the Dash 9s are then?
Jason.
Mr. Chair, Representative Rosenbaum, the Dash 9 amendments are Representative Witt, and they require a telecommunications carrier to transfer 10% of the remaining money in its TIA account to private educational institutions for the purpose of LAN or local area network capacity and telecommunications infrastructure connectivity. So it's adding private institutions to as one of the recipients of telecommunications infrastructure account money.
Representative Witt?
I think that is correct, as Mr. Cody has described it, Mr. Chairman.
Representative Deckard?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Representative, can I ask a couple questions on the Dash 9?
Sure.
I guess the first one is it constitutional to take 10% of this funding source and direct it to a private educational institution?
Yeah, these funds are being held by the carrier and then directed by the carrier, so they're not going into a fund that's held by any government entity.
Mr. Chair?
Representative Deckard.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And how was the 10% arrived at in terms of, was there a formula or?
It's based on the fact that 10% of the students K-12 in the state of Oregon are in private institutions.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Representative Deckard.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And is there precedent for this in other telecommunications across the country, President?
I'm not sure that this specific approach has been done in other states. It is based upon the premise that both the customers of U.S. West and the ratepayers, as well as the shareholders of U.S. West, have an interest in private education as well as in public education. And since this measure is designed to help education, it's appropriate, I believe, that we provide that proportionately both to private and to public schools. So that's what the dash nines, which are now in the dash tens, are designed to do.
Further discussion? Representative King.
Thank you. Is there a definition in the bill of private educational institutions?
You'll have to look at the bill.
I was looking as quick as I could. I wasn't able to find anything that related to a definition there. Perhaps the staff knows that or if the drafter is available.
I think Representative King would go to the plain meaning of the words. Mm-hmm. And therefore does not need definition.
A trade school, would be eligible?
If it's K-12 facility.
Oh, is this K-12 only?
Yes.
Is that defined in the bill?
Mr. Chairman.
Well, I'm finding it on page 20.
Homeschools are not private educational institutions. So.
No. Okay. I didn't hear that. Was there an answer to that question of did it specify K-12 in the bill?
Page 20, line 27.
21?
No, line 27. Page 20.
Page 20 on line 27.
Is where I found it. I've just been scanning through here. So there's a school section.
I believe it's the only.
Well, that's the public. That's the public school piece.
It's public. So is it? It seems, unless I see K-12 specified, I would assume then that, since it says any private educational institution, that would not be, strictly K-12. That
Representative King, the purposes for K-12, the OEDD and the Connecting Our Communities Fund, which controls the purposes and distribution of those dollars, will adopt all necessary rules.
Okay.
To ensure the purposes.
Thank you.
Under
that.
Representative Rosenbaum?
Are we discussing these amendments, Mr. Chair?
There's a motion on the table, and we're in discussion.
Well, I find that I not only don't fully feel I understand what's in these amendments, because I'm now seeing things in them I don't think we've discussed, but what I do know of them I will not be able to support. I mean, this idea of taking 10% of this fund and giving it to private schools is an idea we haven't really even discussed. It seems to me quite far afield from where we started out in our discussions on Senate Bill 142, and I haven't really heard a rationale for why it makes any more sense to do this than the way we're funding public schools currently, which is based on taking money from all taxpayers, some of whom do choose to send their kids to private schools. I don't really see why we would be treating ratepayers' money any differently than we're treating taxpayers' money in this case. And beyond that, I need to declare for this and all other votes on this bill a potential conflict of interest because I'm employed in the telecommunications industry.
Mr. Chairman?
For the record, your conflict of interest is noted. Representative Witt?
Yeah, I would point out to Representative Rosenbaum that we're not talking about taxpayer dollars here. In the view of some, we're talking about shareholder dollars from a communications, telecommunications carrier, or we might be talking about their customers' dollars, depending upon how you look at that philosophically, but we are not talking about taxpayer dollars. So when we talk about funding K-12 education through general fund appropriation, when we're using tax dollars, we fund public schools. Now we're talking about private dollars that are going into funds that are being made available to help in terms of technology capabilities for education. And in view of the fact that these are private dollars, it's appropriate that we support educational institutions in the state, both public and private, in terms of providing that technology to young people in K through 12. So I think it's absolutely consistent with this bill that we would extend this out to private educational institutions.
Further discussion? Hearing and seeing none. Please call the roll.
No.
No.
Aye.
No. No.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Dash 10 amendments are adopted. Representative Montgomery.
Mr. Chairman, members of Senate Bill 622 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Montgomery moves Senate Bill 622 to the floor with a due pass as amended with a due pass recommendation. Discussion?
Mr. Chair.
Representative Rasmussen.
I need to express my frustration. I would have preferred that we could have gone on and done some more work on this particular bill. I think that there's some very real issues at stake for the whole state. Great sound system down here. But we have not done that. We're moving the bill through in a hurry here, and in its current form, I'm afraid I'm not going to be able to support it for a number of the reasons that have been listed in the governor's letter, as well as some of my own personal concerns with that particular bill. And I appreciate your work on this, and I appreciate your commitment to continuing to work on this, and I do look forward to your ongoing work with the governor's staff. But at this point in time, I cannot support this bill.
Appreciate your comments. Further discussion, Representative Rosenbaum.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I, too, will express some reservation about the process. I think it's unfortunate that we have devoted considerable time but seem to have come up with some pretty radical and new concepts. We were led to believe earlier that we were going to be seeing a version of this bill that would have resulted from a great amount of consensus and compromise, and yet the testimony yesterday has led us to believe that this is something very different. What I see before us today is a bill that, number one, will cause significant hike in rates for residential customers. Number two, will cause significant weakening in service quality standards that continues to address the rate case, which we had been led to expect would be taken out of this bill. And beyond that, seems to have introduced a lot of new and fairly radical concepts that were never discussed in the earlier testimony that we had on the bill. So I'm disappointed, but I see no alternative tonight but to vote no on the bill and to hope that in some process in the future this bill is able to reach a form that will be acceptable to more of us.
Further discussion? Representative Witt.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would point out that we've had several weeks of hearings on this bill. It is a complex matter. There's a lot of different points of view. I think the process has been a good process, and ultimately, like all processes, it has to come to an end, and tonight's the night where, at least for this committee, it comes to an end. And I think we've put together a good bill that begins to move us away from the kind of regulation that traditionally we've had with utilities, namely regulating how much your earnings can be, to a new type of regulation that will encourage and foster competition and efficiencies and promote incentives for efficiencies, while at the same time we're promoting the infrastructure development, telecommunications infrastructure development in rural Oregon, and we're also giving a boost to education in the state of Oregon. So this bill, even though it's been a lot of work, I think we've come up with a good product, and I think it's been a good process, and I'm happy to support it.
Further discussion? Representative King.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I was optimistic that the negotiations with the governor and the, you know, and the principal parties, you know, would have been able to have, you know, gotten farther along in the negotiations. I'm modestly optimistic that perhaps, you know, something might still occur, you know, in that direction, and you know, I sincerely hope that occurs. And so I'll be voting no for some of the reasons that have been stated. I also do want to say, though, that I think that you've been, you know, very fair, and I've enjoyed your expertise and found that helpful. Thank you.
Thank you. Further discussion? Hearing and seeing none, please call the roll.
Lieutenant Decker?
No.
James?
No.
Rommel?
Aye.
Montgomery?
Aye.
Rasmussen?
No.
Rosenbaum?
No.
Simmons?
Aye.
With?
Aye.
Churchill?
Aye. Senate Bill 622 moves to the floor with the due pass recommendation.
Mr. Chair?
Representative Rasmussen?
I'd like to serve notice of a potential minority report.
So noted.
Rosenbaum will be.
I'll join.
Joining.
Without objection, we are adjourned.
Jim, are we done?